shall we pray. Heavenly Father, we know that your prophet told us that we do not come together for fellowship, though we know that that is true in the sense of the physical and even more true in the sense of the spiritual, that we walk in the light here, Lord. We have fellowship one with another, blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleansing us. We also know, Lord, that Peter told the people that there would be a time of restoration of your word, Lord. We know that is a time of correction also. And we are in that time, Lord, we believe, a time of correction. So we ask you, Father, that you correct our understanding and our word, whatever we need to know today, knowing, Lord, after that final correction, there comes a correction of the body, that that body then also will receive immortality to be with those that come forth from the graves. We're looking in this hour, Lord, for that perfection, which certainly would glorify your name and certainly would glorify us. Even as you said, Paul said in the word that you gave him, Jesus Christ's presence at the time, but we've come to be glorified in his saints. So we thank you, Lord, that this is a promise we have today. We don't need to consider it as though we are going to do something to bring it to pass or though we have anything to do with it. But we believe you that this is said concerning this end time, and by faith we take our position in it. And we thank you we can do so. So, Lord, we turn ourselves over to you this morning for the help that you promised to give. We appreciate it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now we're into number 5 on God of this evil age. And last Sunday on page 14, paragraph 56, Brother Branham had drawn our attention to the fact that the Holy Spirit had clearly vindicated the correctness of his teaching on this subject. And we'll see more of that as we read. And it was absolutely the truth that God is bringing his people out of error into light, and consequently into the millennium, while Satan's unholy spirit is perverting the word as the serpent did in the beginning in Eden. Then in paragraph 58, he takes us to 1 John 4, 5, and 6, and reads of the spirit of error in contradistinction to the spirit of truth, pointing out that even in Eden there were two headships, and the spirit of the headship of evil seduced Eve by changing one word of God. So getting back then to 59 on page 14, whatever sermon you've got, whether it's printed in Jeffersonville or by Brother Momlis, I don't know, but I'm looking at the one from Jeff. And Brother Branham then speaking, continuing concerning this spirit of error, and we're recapping. Satan never came out. Now watch this spirit of error and the deception. Satan never came out and said, oh, well, that's not even the word of God. Now, how many times have you heard that by ignorant people? As bad as a Baptist down in West Palm Beach. Many years ago now, he said, well, you know, Brother Vail, being a preacher, the Bible says that cleanliness is next to godliness. I said, that's right. It's not in the Bible. What could I say to the poor old guy? You know, I was meaning he was right for saying that, you know. That's people. It's just, see, they don't know. They say, hey, that's not in the Bible, or that's in the Bible. See, and then actually they can take something from the Bible and it's still not in the Bible. Do you know what I mean? It's entirely, like years ago there used to be a joke. I was in my early 30s. And we used to say, what's that lying in the road? Ahead? What's that lying in the road ahead? Right? You do the same with the Bible. You can, that's doing despot to the spirit of grace and blaspheming the word. But he never came out and said, well, hey, that's not in the Bible. He admitted it, but he wanted to argue it. He admitted it was the word of God, but he put his own interpretation to it, which God plainly told them not to do that. Now, what does this do? It makes a strong delusion for the people to believe a lie and be damned by it. Now watch again. Satan never came out and said, oh, well, that's not even the word of God. He admitted it was the word of God. but he put his own interpretation to it, that makes a strong delusion for the people to believe a lie and be damned by it. Now that is Alpha of the Omega. You follow me? You follow why I left out that little bit in there? See? Now, if you want to read that, now Brother Branham is jumping from Genesis, the Alpha to the Omega. If you want to read that, it's in 2 Thessalonians 2:11. Now, let's read it because there's a real stinger in here. And believe me, I wouldn't want to be a part of it. 2 Thessalonians 2 chapter, verse 11, and for this cause they received not the love of the truth. Eve did not receive the love of the truth. See? She listened to the enemy perverted. And now listen, whether she knew it or not, she was developing a hatred for the Word. Amen. She said, Brother Vail, I just want to be careful about you. I am careful. He that doesn't sow with me is against me. Scatters against me. He that's not for me is against me. See? For I had not done the works that men did, they had not sinned, but now they've both seen and hated both me and my Father. Now you do what you want with that. It's on your head, children of God, not mine. I've delivered it to you. Yeah. All right, now listen. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe not a lie, but the lie. What is the lie? There is only one the lie, and that is thou shalt not surely die. Now, if there ever was a perversion, and there ever was a horrible judgment that followed it, that is that one. I don't think Adam and Eve were without conscience. The Bible speaks of people having their conscience seared by a hot iron. As Brother Branham said, got no more conscience, think got hips, which is true. They knew that they had sold every generation of God's children into sin and bondage and death and destruction piled on pile until God would come forth in fiery judgment. Of course, she did have the hope, finally, that God would help out, which they did have. Now, as I have about quite a few scripture here, and we won't be able to read them all, one now and then, I'll give them to you. Now listen, it seems strange that you question it or something. Now we might put it down and read for your good. What happened in that meeting? You think Brother Branham couldn't catch the people's spirit and know what they were thinking of his preaching? Right in that church, in spite of vindication, people sat continuously sneering at what the man had to say. Waiting for every opportunity to smack him in the face, to beat it into him. As when the poor man had to use a hairpiece because he was affected with colds. And you know as well as I do, unless you're stupid Pentecostal idiot or blaspheming make-believer, the head is where you lose most of your heat. That's right. I can't stand stupid people. Not that I'm smart. Don't think I'm a smart aleck. But willfully ignorant are condemned by God. It's like one fellow said, better keep your mouth shut and people think you're stupid than open your mouth to prove it. I think Lincoln said something like that. If he didn't, he ought to. Or Benjamin Franklin, one of them. Yes, they couldn't wait to belittle him. When he put on glasses, they called him a false prophet, forgetting that Elisha died with the sickness wherewith he was sick. Ain't no more cared for the Bible than I care to chew on the leg of a dead dog that's already swollen, swarming with maggots. You say, but Brother Vail, they're nice people. Who are you talking to? You're not talking to Lee Vail. You get that junk out of here. You better be nice to God. Kiss the Son, lest He in anger destroy you.
Amen.
Who's there?
Knock, knock. I'm Jesus. Get out of the way, boy. We got our church and our own thinking.
Yeah, too bad.
They in that meeting literally were coming against what we know to be scientifically proven Godhead and His prophet. Now, he said, you might read and put it down for your good. You better do it. How many times he caught their spirit? And how many times they didn't give a hoop? Come on. Like one person said, yes, I did it, and I'm glad that I did it. Caught in sexual sins. As a great philosopher said, the worst sin you can sin is when you didn't sin, when you had a chance to sin, and you loved to and enjoyed it. That's not a tongue twister, that's human nature. I just told you about it. Don't you sell the devil short. He can come in as an angel of light and make you believe utterly. And you can walk on eggshells so carefully, so gently, so loving and so kind, and so deluded that you will fight God, believing you're doing God a favor. Be entirely under the bondage of the devil, worshiping and praising God when all the while you're not. Because you are His servant to whom you obey. Now let's get the picture straight here. Now somebody didn't like that. So Brother Branham goes on, making a strong delusion. What does the word strong mean? It means active, effectual, operative. The devil's got his game going in the people, and they don't even know it's going in them. They can't tell the difference between the strong delusion that Satan brings. They can't understand his delusions. And the difference between the strength that God gives when we're called of the strong grace of God, giving into the grace of God, then the strength of God, which means empowering and enabling. There is in one place a people consciously knowing a power that is at work within them, which is truly God, and the others do not know the power that is at work within them, which is of the devil. Now, when they both manifest the same thing, nice, 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 good, 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 how are you going to tell? You say, well, Brother Vail, I'm going to go further. I'm going to talk about those that manifest bad, bad, bad. Well, who's worse than Jimmy Swaggart and Baker and his wife? Who tried to pull a cornier deal than Fall while he wanted to take it over? Who said that God had captured him and now wanted ransom? Don't be stupid. Who was it down there, either in Houston or Dallas or one of the great cities, one of the greatest names in America, a Baptist preacher who could preach like a divine angel sent down, preach every bit about salvation, and then at the end, his altar call was, come up and shake my hand, now you're saved. And every fundamentalist, and I was one of them, loved everything he said. Because he said it so perfectly about the blood and the sin and the salvation and the grace. When it came to reality, he had nothing to give the people. He couldn't have shake my hands and join the church. What are you talking about? That was the great Dr. Lee. You want to know the name? Told you. A lady told me all about it. She was there. Told you about it. Can't remember her name, but I can make a phone call to Lois Mercer, and she'll tell me. Good friend of hers. former missionary to China. Don't get fooled, brother, sister. You got one hope. What is that hope? Get me back to the Lord! Never mind your bodies. You're going to die and rot. Get back where Eve was before she got duped. In other words, let me come in the presence of God, or let God somehow in His grace get me to the place where I can stand right there and not betray the Word and go to the tree of life and get what we've always hungered for. Now that's simple as ABC. Anybody ought to know that. But go and preach to some other place and they'll laugh about the presence. I got a phone call the other day. Lee Vale believes the resurrection's already over. Lee Vale believes we're in the millennium. Lee Vale believes he's already come. Shall I tell you what church it came out of? I won't bother. Wouldn't bother me to tell you because that fella preaches, these people believe it. When the fella got through enumerating about four different things, the fella that phoned me said, hey, one of his people were there. The guy got to me and this man, the ghost, his brother's congregation. He said, well, where do you go? And he said, I go so-and-so. And the guy's jaw dropped. He said, I want to tell you something, son. Every fourth thing you said was a lie. Who are you getting it from? Because I believe in the presence. Now they're giving their altar calls. They're talking about the message. And they can't be content with believing a lie. They got to tell lies. I told you. The first step down is telling lies. The second is adultery. Man phoned me the other day and he said, Lee, you told me that. He said, I can prove it right in my church. And I can tell you right now, you start telling lies, I'll tell you the next thing. I don't care who you are, you can be my best friend. You're going to be committing adultery. I'm no prophet. Don't have to be a prophet. I can read the word. I'm not stupid. I'm just mean. I'm just me. Never mind the mean. I wasn't born yesterday to come up here and stand up here like some idiot. You may think I am sometime, but I'm not an idiot. I know what I'm preaching and why I preach it, because I've gone straight to the Word of God and I've got the prophet on it. Hey, all right. Now he says here, making a strong delusion, as the Bible said it would in 2 Thessalonians, how this man of sin would come into existence and sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, and causing the people to go into strong delusion, to believe a lie, and believe it and be damned by it. In other words, he's telling you here that this fellow here is actively at work. His word is actively at work, and it's actively at work in the people, so they think they're literally worshiping God, and they aren't. You tell me for 1 minute a fundamental Christian, so-called, or a Pentecostal, will not stand up and die if he really figured that was the devil. Which I don't know, Brother Vale. Well, you don't know your Bible. The Bible says they give my body to burn and don't have love. Come on. Give my life. Everything I got, and I still don't have it. Why? Because that's the love of God shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, and there's only one vehicle, and that's the Word. That's where Eve lost it. People don't want to believe that. Well, this time, you see, the devil will do it different. Oh, yeah. The devil will do it different. And God's changed. I've got a Bible that says different. It's different. Listen. Now, that's the same thing he did to Eve. Never told her the word wasn't right, but gave her a strong delusion that she believed a lie. In other words, he got her activated. He said, aha, see, that tree is good to eat. Come on, don't tell me different. Oh, yes, it'll make you wise. Don't you tell me different. Why, he said, it's good to look at. Why doesn't it just thrill you? He had her right in his hand. That lie he told her was very virulent. comes from the word, well, you can use it for virus and viral. That's exactly why AIDS is what it is. It multiplies 1,000 times quicker than any known virus. It's viral, it's a virus, it's deadly, it's sexual. Here's where it started. Why in the name of common sense would God send a disease which destroys the body from a sexual viewpoint if it wasn't sex in the beginning? Put your hand in the meat grinder. Your foot doesn't fall off. Let a stone hit your eye. Your finger doesn't suffer. Alpha's Omega, what started it? Never told her the word wasn't right, but he sent her a strong delusion. Now listen, in other words, the power of one word off. Odd doesn't really matter, you know. Brother Branham said so and so, but you know. He said concerning the Pentecostal stuff, he said, stay away from that stuff. A certain woman comes to this church the odd time from Buffalo. Her sister dying of cancer. Her Pentecostal sister that degrades and doesn't like what we believe. I think I'm telling the story right. If she didn't, somebody else did. Wanted her to just go outside the teaching, as it were, and be prayed for. And she said, I would sooner die. And she died. I'm the same boat. Who needs it? I'm going to die anyway. Stay away from that stuff. One word off was so virulent, it destroyed the future generations of the children of God until at the end time, God will only take a few in his blessed ark, which shall not have to go through death and into a resurrection. All right. The people then catch this spirit of unbelief. In fact, the spirit of unbelief comes by false doctrine. Now, people say, now, just a minute, let's look at this thing. Because they always get the cart before the horse. If we have the Holy Spirit, bless God, we are bound to have this and that. That is true with its limitations. Because they had the Holy Spirit in the garden. And one word took it all away. So what's the reversal? You got to get back to the right word. And that's what's going to do it. Strong delusion. She believed the lie. Now listen, the word delusion comes from a noun which means a roving tramp, an imposter. That's what Job found. The devil came down up to heaven one time where the sons of God were all gathered here, the morning stars all singing. And the Lord said, where? He said, what have you been doing, Satan? He said, you bird dog, you. Well, he said, I've been roaming around, he said, the world. I've been looking around. And Satan, and Peter says that Satan, and Paul agrees, is like a lion, roaming around and roaring to see who he may devour. He's very, very vicious. He's roaming around. You see, he can't stand still. The lion never could stand still. It's got to have feet. It runs in many directions. Only the rocks stand still. And so now this strong delusion, this roving around, has come on down from the mother harlot to every single one of her daughters. So Brother Branham says in paragraph 62, the spirit of delusion is of the devil. Devil's now working in the children of disobedience. Disobedient to what? What's the children this day disobedient to? Like Eve was at the beginning, the true word of God. That's right. Now, if you would want to get that, let's turn to Ephesians 2 just a minute, because it seems good we stop a minute and not be in any big hurry. And it says in Ephesians, and you hath he quickened who were once dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Now, listen, if that was true in those days, what about today when everybody's on TV? And everybody's on the radio. See? All right. Now, according to the Prince Power there, the spirit that now worketh. And that word worketh means is effective. is working its will and is getting his will done. Now, everybody wants to stand back and look down the road. Oh, they say it's such a future time. The church, well, will have an inundation, but at that time we'll all be gone. Millions now living will never die. Hallelujah. And I say that's a lie from the pit of hell, because it's working now and it's doing a good job. It's getting the job done. You think for 1 minute the devil is so stupid he's not going to get his job done? Now, where have you been? Hiding under a rock or something? That's asinine. He's getting the job done. It says, now worketh, is effectually accomplishing what he wants to in the children of disobedience. Now let's go to 1 Peter. The second chapter, and take a look at those disobedient ones. Because there's a lot of scripture talking about them. We won't take too terrible long to do it. But anyway, 1 Peter, the second chapter. And look at verse 7. Unto you therefore which believe he's precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed is the head of the corner. Now somebody rejected it. And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient. They stumbled at Christ. But they say, hey, don't give me that junk about a prophet and a pillar of fire. Hallelujah, we got Jesus the Christ. Glory to God. How insane can people be? How much of God did Eve have when she turned the word down? One word. She got carried away. And she didn't deny God. She didn't deny the word. But she let a spirit get into her that made her see everything the way the devil wanted her to see it. And it was right in line with the word, except the day star had come down. The morning star had come down, rather, Satan. Lucifer stood in the Garden of Eden. And people say, well, listen, I wouldn't be that way, but the Bible says they are that way. Whereunto they were appointed. A people who cannot get the word. To whom the word is not given in the reality of a true revelation. That was given to Cain, but he blew it. Why? There's no way he could ever get it. He wasn't ordained to it. Now, and if the Antichrist beginning there in the infancy, now he's talking about Antichrist, in his babyhood of disobedience, brought that, what will it be when it heads up in the person of the Antichrist? Now, Brother Branham has already said the headship started in the Garden of Eden. Now, people just don't want to recognize the headship of Satan, except way out there somewhere. Oh, he couldn't have real power in our church, of course, unless the preacher backslid and the deacon ran off with the pianist and stuff like that, you know. That's what they usually do. Better watch that. Isn't that the truth, though? It's always, you know, it's the organist, the pianist. Time after time, there's always some girl, the choir leader. Who knows? They don't recognize the truth of this statement. Where do you think Satan was going? He was going around the entire world trying to find God's elect. And when he found the elect, he did his best to hit him. That was Job. So you don't think, you say, well, he's not going to be around our church. He's sitting in all these empty seats. You better believe it, not in some of your laps. Maybe on my shoulder. We're not going to play the fool in this building and say, well, hey, we got it made. Yes, you know, hey, come on. He stood right up there in the face of God with all the sons of God and the morning stars. He's not a bit bashful. He's not a bit timid. He's a very strong individual. He has no power except it is of God, and boy, can he use it. Fully perverted, but that doesn't make any difference. The point of the matter is there is no power but of God. There is that's dunamis. There is no authority but of God. There is nothing but of God. Can't you see? Everything is a perversion. Then let's get back to the unperverted. Now, the only place you can get back to the unperverted is in your soul and in your mind by the Word. You can't do it in your body. That's a bigger bunch of tripe under high heaven. This guy's going to get his head cut off, and I think they cut it off already. And they got, you know, what do they call that, cry or something. They freeze him. And he's going to come back. And he said, well, the thing is, if I got my head, that's the best part, and they'll clone the rest. Hog wash. Talk about stupidity. And by the way, they're ordaining homosexuals now. They got that. The Lutheran Church is really going to go into it now. Luther is not only rolling over in his grave, he is running. And so is poor Wesley. In fact, Wesley just may beat him. Because the Methodists were much more holiness than the Lutherans. You talk about a mess. Now, if this was the way it was in the beginning, as an infant, how deceptive it'll be. Now watch. How much more powerful is deception, or can it be, given it to be an adult in the world and not a child? Little kids know how to bend their parents and grandparents. They're sharper than tacks. But I'm going to tell you something. Even as a dog teaches your pups, the pups grow up. And a lot of pups are sharper than the mother. And that's what Brother Branham is saying here. When it comes to adulthood, don't think for 1 minute that you are going to see anything but a multiplication of what was in the beginning. I know people don't want to understand that. You just can't tell them that. That's why you can't tell them that Christ came up from the church, and as he came up through the church, like from infancy, from the structure, the foundation, the cornerstone, being the headstone, you had to have a spiritual return of the Holy Spirit and the living Word of God. Vindicated. They can't believe that. Paul, you're a nice guy, Paul. But my God, man, you have gone nuts with learning. Oh, no. The pillar of fire stood there. The same one that spoke to Moses. The same one said, I am Jesus. Came down and gave me the word by word, in the desert of Arabia for 3 solid years. I went to Jerusalem. Nobody could gainsay me. Nobody could prove different. And I stood there vindicated by Almighty God by hundreds of miles of missionary work. I know where I stand. Oh, boy. I don't know, Paul. You got real problems. What about today? Oh, there couldn't be another Paul. Brother Branham was not another Paul. That's William Branham, born of Charles and Ella Branham. Let's not be stupid. I got the last word, though, from a guy that's supposed to know everything. And he let the people know that when we crown him King of Kings, it'll be Jesus, but it'll be actually Brother Branham we crown. And I wouldn't listen to him if he could raise the dead and fly around the moon like a jet and come back. I'd know by whose power he's doing it. That's right. I'm not interested. Because God doesn't do things like that. The vision Brother Branham had was Hoffman's Head of Christ. At the back. So I listened to that. Doesn't look like Brother Branham to me. I can't see. Can't see that. But they'll believe anything. It's virulent. If things were goofy when Brother Branham was here, 25 years later, they're goofier still. If there was about 25 different interpretations or better when he was living out there in Tucson, there's 150 now. If people didn't mind fornicating, committing adultery under his nose, pretending that he couldn't see it and he saw it, what are they doing now? If they lived a lie then, what are they doing now? Say, Brother Dale, you're negative. I couldn't believe that. I've got to believe it because 8 souls were saved. You do what you want here in this tabernacle, this church. But 8 souls. We got a whole lot more than that here this morning. Just think it over. Any man thinks he stands, be careful. You might fall. In the meantime, don't count yourself out. Brother Band said, if I was the only one in that town, I'd believe that I was that one. Providing only one is going to make it. Maybe the 6th or 8th makes it. Who knows? Now listen, how deceptive it'll be when it gets adult. Raw sugar is bad enough for you, but what happens when it's refined? It's got the same molecular structure as drugs. I've been told that. I think it's right. How much more powerful the deception when it becomes an adult. And it said the spirit of delusion now working in the children of disobedience. Disobedience to the word. In other words, 2,000 years of practice didn't do anything but hone his skills. Paragraph 64, notice. I want to dwell on this just a minute. The children disobedience. What is he saying? He's saying, I want to dwell on the genealogy, the source or the seed of these children. Now, that's what he says. But you watch him leave it and come to us, leaving you to understand the others are just as fully ordained and predestinated as you are, but not from the same source. So let's read it. Do you know that you, as he said, who am I? Who's William Branham? William Branham's nose, William Branham's ears, William Branham's mouth, his eyes. Who's William Branham? Who's me? All right, whom's you? Who are you? Who's the me? Who's the I down there? Did you know that you, and who are you? You are your soul. Even theologians know that the soul builds the body. You are your soul. You are you. Your beginning. I can prove by God's word that any person in here was alive in your great-grandfather. I can tell you, I can go back further than that, because he does. But he just takes the scripture. You were produced down to your grandfather. Now, there you are. That's a good one right there. Before your grandfather, who are you in? All depends where you were, Adam or the serpent. No big deal. only 2 headships. You were produced down to your grandfather, then your father, and then to you. And you know that. The Bible said in Hebrews 7, Melchizedek, when Abraham returned the slaughter of the kings, Abraham paid Melchizedek tithing of all the spoils. And here's Paul now saying that Levi, who received tithes, was yet in the loins of Abraham when he met Melchizedek. So whatever that Abraham did, then we find that Levi was then in Abraham, which was his great-grandfather. Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac Jacob, and Jacob the patriarchs. There was Levi. Now then, you see, here comes into perfect view predestination. What is he saying? He's simply saying that a manifestation of what we already were, way, way back there coming down, has predestinating factors which manifest themselves. You were there, but you weren't manifested. You weren't expressed. You're in your father, but you couldn't have fellowship. Okay, now here comes perfect view of predestination. Now in these men, now watch. Now in these messages, I want to emphasize the things that I've already told you in the message of this evening light that God would come upon the earth. Now evidently, that's what he said in 62. My ministry is to declare that he is here. What are you sitting on beside those chairs? while I'm sitting on the floor, sitting on the floor joist, sitting on the foundation. I got news, you're sitting on the earth. Let's just make it plain and simple. I'm sitting on the earth. Well, you see, I think I'm sitting on my hips, my seat. That's on earth too. If you want to get too taken, we should bring it right down to raw bottoms. That was a ton, wasn't it? Didn't even mean it. There, I can't take a thing back when I say it, and I don't intend to. Or apologize or anything else. It's the truth. You are actually on the earth. Then where is the one he is talking about? On the earth. Right there in the picture. Who came down? Now, listen again. In these messages, I want to emphasize the things I have told you in the message of this evening light that God said would come upon the earth. So you got two things in there. Who is the light? Jesus is the light. The entrance of thy word giveth light. The entrance of the word makes room for Jesus. If you're not a part of that word and want the word, he can knock at the door all he wants and you're not going to open the door and let him in. Remember, he is the word. You can't get away from it. The one that came down with the message, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, which is the message. And it's going to be the evening time light. Now let's go back to Zechariah, the 14th chapter. It's going to say chapter 17, but there's no chapter 17. There's the 14th chapter, and there's the 17th verse. And it says right here, I don't want the 71, 7th verse. But it shall be one day that shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. Now it tells you right here that that day is not known to you and me. In the literal sense that we have anything to do with it as to its implementation or its comprehension. This is God doing. This is all of God. And he said, I'm going to tell you something. The day the light shines is going to be a dismal, dark day. Now, what in the world can that mean when he's talking about this? Only one thing. Questions, questions, questions. And the answers, fuzzy, 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 begetting more questions. Now, if you're with me, that answers all questions. The pillar of fire and the vindicated prophet. You don't have any questions. You're not asked an opinion. In that day. Now listen. For it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord. Not day nor night. But it shall come to pass at the evening time it shall be light. It tells you this. As this particular element in the church and in the world, spiritually speaking, more than political and so on, though it's there, comes to pass. At the end of it, when it's time to close it all down, there is going to be light. Now, take that to 2 Thessalonians. And take it, beginning at verse 3. Let no man deceive him any means, for that day shall not come except the coming and falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. They don't even know what that means. I wouldn't know except the prophet told me. Who opposeth and exalts himself above all that's called God, or that is worshipped, so that he is God, sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember I told you the thing when I was with you? Now you know what holding back, that he might be revealed in his time. You'll notice in here, there is already a revelation that takes place before a further revelation. The first revelation is to tell you about it, and the second one is to pinpoint the guy. Thank God we won't be here. We won't be here for that. The bride will be gone. See? Then shall that wicked be revealed. At that particular time, the bride is gone. In the meantime, we already have by perfect vindicated revelation what is happening and where it is happening and how it is happening and to whom it is happening and by whom it will happen. That's right. Now, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and the joy of the branches is coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Same as Judas. And with all deceitful unrighteousness in them that perish. In other words, notice, it's the deception of unrighteousness. What does that mean? It appears to be absolutely righteous. Now listen, Eve wasn't some stupid, boorish person whose husband was a caveman with an IQ of minus 30. And she No, but completely fooled. Listen, she was high society, whole couture. She was the noble lady of the land, and don't you try to put her different. And Satan came right in. So if you think we're smart here, we better count our chickens again. We're no match for the devil. Because we're a long way down the line. The only hope we've got is being full of the Holy Ghost. You better believe. The only way to get full of the Holy Ghost is to be elect child of God, predestinated. And that word being piled word upon word, because the only way you're going to get out of here. Because you've got to get back where you can't be deceived. Now, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, pain, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, these are good people. They go to church to be good people. They are not those who embrace the homosexuals. Even a lot do not believe in cut hair nor wearing of slacks and men's attire. And I'm not talking about Branhamites. We're just going around the world. Good, decent people. They're fine people, but they're completely fooled. Now listen, but we are bound to give thanks to God always, you brethren, beloved the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation. How? Through sanctification of the Spirit, even belief of the truth. Somewhere Eve did not believe. One word. That's all it took. God is going to have a bride, brother, sister that does believe. If you and I aren't part, there's somebody out there. And let's just be grateful for that. Let's be grateful that we who see the earth being destroyed and all these ills piled upon mankind, let us be grateful there's a bride somewhere that's going to start the ball rolling by getting out of here. In 3.5 years, it'll be all over. And if we got to go to hell and suffer a while, that's God's business. But thank God, all this beauty and all this grace and all this glory, this lovely world, the singing birds. As the old song is, God's world is very sweet, his flowers are so fair, his little singing birds make music everywhere. I was so blind and sad I could not see. God took me by the hand and showed the path to me. People can't even see the beauty of the nature of God. One day it's going to come back. And if I have to stand there with my knees bowed and my tongue confessing that he is Lord and be cast in the lake of fire, at least I can say, thank God there's reality somewhere. See, it's coming a time, brother, sister, gotta be, when it's no longer that dismal day of questions and answers, and the answers all fuzzy, and the answers bring more questions. It shall be light. And the light traveled from the west to the east, and that made the separation. You can't get people. Your brother said, you had the idea, well, Brother Branham said, we got to go back to Pentecost. I said, hold it. Hold it. Paul wasn't at Pentecost. He said, that's right. He was perceptive. What about Brother Branham said, you got to go back to Pentecost? He never said the message of Pentecost. He said that message wouldn't do today. Let me tell you something about that message. That message is being fulfilled today. Yes, it is. The Spirit falling on everybody. The sons of God and the sons of Satan. Oh, yeah. But the message, Paul said, they've got to come to my truth. He said, because in that day of the presentation, of the presence of God, of the descent with those angels right there, he said, that is the day when he comes to be glorified and to condemn. He said, you are saved because you believe my gospel. This is not another gospel Paul is talking about. He said there wasn't another gospel. He had a virgin bride that he espoused to Christ and wanted to present her. And before the day of presentation, what did she do? She got like Eve. She said, oh boy, look at that handsome bird over there. The cute little feet. And he smells so nice. You better get some old farmer that just came out of the manure pit than some city slicker to destroy him. Brother Branham said, he said, it's not that farmer out there doing it. He said, it's that city slicker to do it. That's right. Understand the word the way the prophet taught it. There's no fooling in his message, I tell you right there. See? Now, these things happen at the end time. Foreknown. Notice in 66. Notice now the beast that was come upon the earth would deceive all whose names were not put in the Lamb's book of life, slain before the foundation of the world. Absolutely. That's where they are. In God's own thinking, 67, God the great spirit in the beginning. Now, remember, he's talking about how you come down. And he started out by saying, there's a headship, and there's people coming on down. And he was talking about those that are coming down that are what we call serpent seed, though here he doesn't call them serpent seed. And now he's right here talking to us about this coming down. God the great spirit in the beginning. Before there was a beginning, he was God. Beginning of what? Beginning of all these things were created. And did you know you were in him then? If you are a Christian now, you were in him then. What's he talking about? If you're here, you were in your great, 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 great grandfather. Because you're a human being. You're not a cow or a horse. This life came down. If you are truly born again, a true child of God, the life that you had did not come by a creative act. It came by a dissemination of the original himself. You were a part of him. I didn't mark it down, did I? Oh, yeah. That was called by Bible readers the Logos, or the anointed, or the anointing. Now you notice that Brother Branham is mixing his metaphors. He is actually using the two words interchangeably, and they are not. So therefore you know what he is saying, though clear in his mind is not clear to you and me. Because he says here, he's talking about the Logos. And categorically, in who is this Melchizedek, he said, Jesus is not the Logos, or you got three gods. Now he is saying here, the Logos, the anointing. Anointing means Christ. So what he's actually telling you, as far as I can see, that the Logos himself, or God himself. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things were made by him. And remember, it also says all things were made by Christ, and you know God made all things by Christ, which is just as simple as ABC, God in Christ doing it. Now what's he say? I was going to say, the part of God, began to develop into something so human beings could see it. That's Hebrews 1. That's that Jesus, the Son of God, was generically and genetically and essentially within his own essentiality, God. Because there was nothing else to come out of. So he is the Son of God. What about you and me? Prophecy is no difference. You just didn't come by a theophany. Which means you weren't allowed to have what was commensurate to your soul had it had the opportunity to vest itself in some vesture. You're getting vestured right now by the Word. See? Now we're looking at it. Now, you're in him then. If you're a Christian, you're in him then. Then if that be so, the whole Godhead bodily shaped up in the person of Jesus Christ. If that were so, and Jesus, the Son of God, that we saw there as a light that formed a halo, came and took upon the flesh form, that it is true that we also were a part of Him who put on the flesh form. Because you're dealing with flesh. Human flesh. Not cows, not horses. People. And what did He have? He took on Himself the form which was physical, which could die, suffer, bleed. Now, we beat Him to it. That's nothing. The genes for the structure were already in Him. And genes are in the life. They are not in what your body's made of. No way, shape, and form. The physical genes, there's a spiritual gene. For a physical leg, there's a spiritual map. It's called life. It's in crickets, it's in dogs, it's everywhere. And when it's in humans, the life came from God. And it was the flesh that messed up. So Brother Branham said, if you're saved right now, there'll come a day when you realize you always were saved. The bride's got to know who she is. Got to know her position. My Lord, we're slow with these things, but it's the truth. Notice, He said shaped up. He's talking about a shape. What shape did Jesus take? Run me down here. This shape. I'm going to ask a question. Did He have our genes or did we have His? We had His. So if He'd have been shaped, they're just like us. Except perfect. And wouldn't have this monstrous stuff in us to make us funny. You know, like back in the days of the giants, Goliath the Gath. Didn't he have about six toes and six fingers or seven or something? Big, crazy? Wouldn't have that except for this intrusion. That's where the thing went wild. I wish people would understand serpent seed. It clears up everything. Makes you stop wondering. The entrance of the Word giveth light. Doesn't mean to ask questions, get all messed up. Serpent seed is perfectly 100% logical and understandable. I can understand now exactly predestination out here in the world that's going to suffer and die. I can understand serpent seed. I can understand the second death. I can understand all these things which could never make sense unless you understood the truth. At the evening time, there shall be light. See? You get out of here in enlightened condition, bodily shaped in the person of Jesus Christ. Now listen, then when Jesus died at the cross, I died with Him, for I was in Him, for He was the fullness of the Word manifested. Not just the wisdom of God manifested, but literally in a body. Now listen, in a body, He manifested Himself, and William Branham says to you and me, we were in Him. So I don't understand it. Who in the world asked you to understand anything? He said, I want to understand. Why, Satan, you're really great at giving me understanding. I love the way you make me understand. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, he said, I'm so happy. I'm so happy I've got your attention because I can make you wise. Boy, she died right there. I wish you could have been with me around the prophet. It's right on his own tape when people asked him questions. And they insistently asked him questions. The room began to get dark. You could actually feel spirits moving in. I was there. I know what I'm talking about. You say, Brother Bailey, you're just a very... I am exactly very what you think. No apology. I've got my thoughts about you, too. I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing you right there. I know you believe me. You wouldn't be here this morning. You know I'm not lying to you. What's the use of lying? Got to face all that much more. The room's getting dark. The evil spirits come in where there's questions. If the light has shone. If the light hasn't shone, ask any question you want. No problem. See, all right. He was the fullness. Knowing that we would be manifested later. So therefore, the present form that he has, we are guaranteed. Then people think I believe we're in the millennium, when he can travel like the speed of thought. You know, there's nothing stupid in the Canadians. If you want to know the truth, I knew that when I was a kid. I just thank God that God put in my heart to get out of there, jump off a bridge, one of the two. So I crossed the bridge. Not the peace bridge, although it became peace thing. I'm glad I don't live up there. You can have it. The Frenchmen and all those guys kicking up, go back to De Gaulle. Yeah. You talk about religion and politics, that's where it started. Forget it. We would be manifested later. And we were at Calvary with him when we went in the grave with him, and we raised with him in the resurrection, and now we've ascended by his Spirit to the throne of grace, sitting together in the places. This is why I believe we literally eat the bread, signifying we were in that body. I don't understand it. Forget trying to understand it. God says a pink horse is yellow, it's yellow. I just learned what pink really is. It's yellow. So you're getting crazy. Well, I never said I wasn't. I just said I wasn't stupid. Let me go show you something here. Brother Branham talks about coming up to the very throne of grace. What do you think? What about Philippians? Let me beg your pardon. Ephesians over here. Sounds good. Blessed be the God and Father. Chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father, Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, because we were chosen. Now, let's go all the way back to Revelation. And in Revelation, the third chapter, 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, earthly, even as I also overcame and have sat down my Father's throne. Now listen, how did he overcome? Well, said Jesus, now Father, stand by. And I'm going to take over right now. Hallelujah. He said, I only say what my Father says, and I only do what I'm enabled to do by him doing it in me. The Father doeth the works. So how does he get on this throne? How does he overcome? Through the Father. The one who came down now, setting himself at the head of the church and putting everything under his feet in obedience. Now how are you and I going to make it? Through the same faith of Jesus, who had this faith in his Father. Father, you never forget your covenant. I'm like Paul today, doing my best to rest on the faith of Jesus, not my faith in Jesus, not my faith in God, but Jesus' faith in God. And I can say, Jesus, you believed? Hallelujah. I'm standing with your faith. William Branham said, listen, here's the vindication. Here's the proof. Here's perfect faith. Stand with my perfect faith. And the church says, well, I don't know. I'll go on home for God's sake, and I'm going home too. I'm sick to death and ready to puke and die over the whole stinking mess. I'm not bitter. I'm just telling you my guts are churning. My heart's doing flip-flops. What's the matter with this? I don't know. It sure isn't God and his prophet. We're still trying to pull ourselves by our bootstraps. We're still trying to shape our understanding because we're so smart. Something's wrong somewhere. I stand at the door and knock. And I'm giving you the opportunity, one thing, just open the door and I'll do the rest of it. Oh, that's not a God. That's just a doctrine. You wonder why I get burnt up? Why I rejoice when I hear phone calls from Africa and around the world? They phone me and talk a long, long time. And they tell me what Melchizedek meant to them to understand these things I'm saying this morning from the prophet. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If we don't make it in America, there's a couple over there in Africa. Australia, New Zealand, they're going to get out of here. Because a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country. America sold out from the Word of God. Erected the image to the beast. and she'll pay her price. By the Spirit of God, we've ascended to the very throne of grace. Not pleading our merits, but pleading our position in Christ. Who is positioned? And is progressively being positioned. And so is this church. That's why I get so happy when I think her plateaus, but I could be just imagining things. I don't know. Now listen, 68. For the germ of natural life is brought down, germatized from father to father to father to father. See, that's right there. That's right there is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph, or Benjamin. So is the life of Christ germatized. Now watch. Now watch here. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then from father, there's got to be a son. But you notice he doesn't say son. He said father, 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 father. Now there's a son. Now what's he saying? So is the life of Christ germatized. In other words, descends by a person. That's the reason God uses Elijah's spirit 5 different times. So it's father, 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 son. 5 times. That spirit of Elijah comes back to earth the 5th time. Turning the hearts of the children back to the fathers. We're doing that right now, number 4. Number 5 comes the son. Brother Branham has already said, our Elijah is the Lord Jesus Christ himself, not a man, God, but it comes by a prophet. Always letting you know where it's coming and what's coming down. But there's coming a day when Elijah will stand here upon this earth and Moses too. And that's all over. That's the last grace there isn't anymore. Because that's when Jesus stands with them. He said, what, are you the one? Yes, he said, what about those prints? Well, he said, they were made in the house of my friends. But he said, it's not you. You didn't do it. And you wouldn't have done it had you been there. And it's strange that all the people who say they wouldn't have done it are the ones who would have done it. 69, just as your natural life and traits are handed down from natural breeding of your father, so is the Spirit of God that was predestinated, that's in progression, in manifestation, before the foundation of the world. And when the entire Word of God is complete, the entire Word of God incomplete was headed up, and in a human body called Jesus Christ, in there God made me pay for my sins in Him there. Then he raised me up by him in the resurrection, and now we are seated with him with power and authority over every devil. That is intrinsically, not theoretically, but absolutely, scripturally, spiritually true. But who can manifest it? Let's find out. Oh, if you could only believe what God has given. But if you're not seated there, you don't have it. Doesn't matter if you believe or not, you don't. If you're not seated, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not a child of God by predestination, genetically and generically. He said, you just don't have it. Now, and if you're seated there and don't believe and are afraid to move, you'll never use it. But watch what he says. This is really confusing if you're spiritually ignorant. But if you are seated there, you will use it, for you're ordained to do what you do. And he's not talking about you, he's talking about Elijah. And he's saying, I have been ordained, and I'm going to do it. Remember Leo's vision, or dream? Leo climbed up on this big high mountain, and following Brother Branham pretty soon, and Brother Branham's the top, and Leo gets up there and says, I'm going to be with the prophet, and he was a complete mess. Homosexual, everything else. And anyway, he gets up there, and pretty soon Brother Branham's up there in the cloud. And the voice said, you cannot come up here. Only those that are ordained to come up here can come up here. But he tried it anyway. So Brother Branham is talking about himself. And he's letting us know that we have our positions too. But only he could stand and say, I'm vindicated. Now, our faith is in his vindication. Because that's the faith of Jesus that said in the Word, Elijah will come. Now, we're seeing it. Jesus had faith in his Father in his contract from before the foundation of the world, the bleeding lamb, that he would be exalted by God, and this is a part of it. Now, God cannot let him down. No way! Now, if I stand on his faith, not my faith in his faith, you're getting it complicated. Just believe it. Hey, he's got it made. Right? What's it all about? Come and get me. Amen. Now, there's your faith. Simplifies the whole thing. Knocks it out of the hands of the devil. And puts it where it is. See? He'll do it. All right. Pharaoh, now listen. Pharaoh on the other side was raised up for this purpose, the Bible said, to be Pharaoh. Judas Iscariot, to be the son of perdition. Well, he was. Romans 9. For this cause have I raised thee up, that I might show forth my power in thee. The same with the devil. What good is he? Leave that to God. This is not the time to be a philosopher. That's educated stupidity. Push right in with funnels and needles and things. Forget it. You don't want that. You don't want intravenouses from the devil. That shows you right there intravenouses are dangerous. Spreading AIDS by. It is doubling. And they're telling you lies. Now they found a man that had AIDS back in 1959. Ha, 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 ha. Now what? What's that, 31 years ago? 59 and 31 make 90, right? Going back further all the time. Don't talk about monkeys. Talk about human beings. They're the ones that did it. Don't blame the green monkey in Africa. Stupid bunch of idiots. See? What time we got? That's enough. Make a note here. You had enough anyway. Tough preaching is tough preaching. I hope you're getting it. It's right here. Listen. talk about predestination. See, Brother Branham was saying this spirit of Elijah was predestinated to come on down. And then before he's finished, you're going to find here that he absolutely mentions the nature that is allotted to that particular person and that particular lineage that brings forth that particular ministry. Right. So we're going to look at that as he tells us about it. Wednesday night, we get around to it. If I'm not here, Brother White's here. Likely I'll be here. So let's rise and be dismissed. Heavenly Father, again, we want to thank you for your kindness, letting us come together, Lord, in the study of your word that the prophet brought us. And it is so wonderful to see these things and just be illuminated, Lord, if we can just now only retain it and rely upon it solely as the beneficence, the gift of God. God doing it, exactly what the prophet said, not man doing it, but God doing it. Even as it was in Jesus, we have the example. As it was in William Branham, we have the example. See the predestinating power of God, the faith of Almighty God, all these things, Lord, absolutely lead us to only one conclusion, and that conclusion is the word itself that said it. It's true. Lord, we want to stand with truth. Heal the sick amongst us, Lord, because that's part of it. Father God in heaven, I look for that. We look at Elijah and we saw he go 40 days and 40 nights the strength of the food that you gave him. Israel with their manna went all those miles and miles, years out there. Their shoes never wore out. Their clothes didn't rot. They didn't stink. Nobody got sick. Lord, I know shortly there's going to be people standing here. They're going to be whole and hearty. I believe, Lord, there won't be one sick one amongst us. Father, this morning we want to claim your promise for those that need help. Everybody needs help. I need help, Lord. Don't like these things here. Lord, you healed him personally sick of the arthritis down there at the pool. He was pretty young. I don't know how old. I know you healed him. You can heal mine. You can heal the people here. Bad eyesight, hearing, whatever it is. We know that. We know the prophets say, take this message of healing. We're taking this message, Lord, all the way to the resurrection, all the way to immortality. So surely, Lord, there's a little place where we can just reach out suddenly and find the glow of the Spirit of the living God. Transform these bodies by that warm sweep over us, Lord, that touches bodies and makes them to know the healing power of God is in the individual. And Brother Branham himself said, he said, why, there's healing within you. Lord, anoint that healing within us, we pray. Because it's the same thing, Lord, I believe if we don't have the Word, you can't anoint it. You'll anoint something else. But Lord, we believe we got a Word. And part of that Word was healing, Lord. We pray you'll anoint that Word within us, O God, this morning. Not that we can demand it. But Lord, if it's a part of what we are to have, being seated together in those heavenly places, and we are absolutely then, Lord, predestinated to it. Help us to go into our predestination the way the prophet did. Standing right there to the very end, when he left this world, just like Jesus, completely disgraced upon a cross. Here's a man completely disgraced in a car wreck. Doesn't make one bit of difference. Hallelujah. We're not looking at the exterior. We're looking at the resurrection. The Spirit of the living God came back. And the pillar of fire will raise William Branham. And he'll stand amongst us and tell us the things we need to know if we need to know anything. Or do the things he needs to do if we need to do anything. We're looking for that, Lord, for that day, because we know it's true. Somebody's going to have it. God help us that this church will have it. These mercies we ask. Sanctify the building. Sanctify the seats. Everything, oh God, put it under the blood and the touch of the Holy Spirit this morning. So we come in here, we're renewed within the inner man. And no longer the outer man perishing. No, sir. Being changed in the atoms. And one day that sweep entirely go over us and we walk immortal. Oh, God. You know, as a kid, Lord, I've often thought, the moment I die, and people have often tested the same thing. Hey, that split second you die, you'll feel so good because you get out of your body. Lord, I'm looking now for the day I'm going to feel so good because I am in the body. Body's going to give me a lift. Hallelujah. Can travel like the speed of thought. Vibrations faster than ether waves or something. Microwave, nothing compare with it. The life transforming. Help your people, Lord, to walk in the light as you're in the light. Now fellowship one another, blood of Jesus Christ cleansing. Unto thee we give the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, amen. Take the name of Jesus with you.